The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
Kyle Yates here, PFN Live on Radio Row leading into Super Bowl 58. I am joined here today by Austin Corbett. Austin, thanks so much for taking some time.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what I wanted to do here was just kind of talk through injury recovery for you, man. Like, obviously your season ended a little bit earlier than you would have hoped, but where are you at in the injury recovery and expectations
going into next year? A little 2 months past post-surgery at this point.
Okay.
Just started some running progressions already and back to lifting a bunch of weight.
There you go.
So we'll get that change of direction here pretty soon, but we'll be good in April and OTAs and all that. So this is nothing compared to the ACL last year.
I'm sure, man. Excited to see you back out on the field in 2024. You guys in Carolina went through obviously a ton of transition here this year. Obviously Frank Reich coming in and then making an early departure. What was that like to have sort of that transition halfway through the year?
Yeah, so unfortunately, you know, business is crazy, right? So seventh year in the league, this isn't the first time it's happened to me. And not the first time in Carolina it's happened to me. So back-to-back years, and it's just kind of as bad as it is, it's like part of the process, right? And you're kind of trusting the front office, which obviously changing that up now. Dan Morgan getting in charge now.
Yep.
It's guys just got to stick to it. Just like understand, like, hey, like coaches, they do their job right. But like ultimately, it's on us. Like we have to have that responsibility as players to go out there and win games. And so I think we just need, like players need to take that accountability, right?
Yeah, for sure. Now, Dave Canales brought in over from Tampa Bay now to be the head coach. What have you seen from Dave? What's sort of the feeling in the locker room moving forward?
Yeah, so just being in the building, still doing rehab and everything. But it was some brief conversations with him, just passing by. And truly just a genuine guy. With a truly uplifting personality, super energetic and positive about everything he does. And it allows it just to feed and grow that confidence. So I think it's going to be really solid to just build on that. Just kind of as bad as last year was, just kind of like you get somebody like that in the room and he's able to just like kind of, this wasn't us, like we're done, here it is, this is what we're doing to move forward.
Yep, that's awesome. So Bryce Young, obviously coming in last year, number one overall pick, and one of the guys tasked with keeping him upright and protecting him. What did you see from Bryce Young in his rookie year, and what should expectations be for him moving forward?
Yeah, like Bryce, for as tough of years the O-line made it for him. I mean, we played with like 16 different guard combinations this year. So like, as hard as we made it on him, he still made some just unbelievable throws. His communication in the huddle, going in, making his reads, like he's truly impressive, and he's really poised to have just a great next year and move on from there.
That's awesome. All right, this is Austin Corbett here on PFN Live for Radio Row, Super Bowl 58. Austin, thanks so much for taking some time to jump on the show.
Thanks.